Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello there, everybody. It is a Thursday, the 2 o'clock hour, four big hours in front of us. We are live and local from your backyard here in Southwest Florida every weekday from 2 to 6 on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. That's why we're called Sheeman and Shepherd. So jump on board. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PShep326. Got a lot going on today. Got some Thursday night football tonight. Alex Martin is going to be in studio. We're going to talk some high school football. We got the playoffs. Marcus Grant will talk to us at 4:30 from the NFL Network. Get his thoughts on some fantasy football. Rick Harrell joins us for his Thursday visit, and you could be our next winner in our Stream Song Resort golf package giveaway. Pete Shepherd, how are you today, sir?
Fantastic. How are you? Great day. Beautiful outside. Humidity going down. Record temperatures some areas.
Record high, right?
Record high, yes.
But I saw next week there was a day on the little weather chart. It was like high 71, low 50-something. I'm looking forward to that. That's what I'm all about right now.
This is fine with me. All of it.
It's going to be nice.
It's all about the humidity.
It is. I can handle hot if it's a little less humid. That would be nice.
Played a little golf this morning. Not my best round.
You didn't mention your score, so.
No, it's 95.
Was it your worst round?
It was my worst round in a while, but I figured it out the last four holes. It's, you know, it's always about standing 2 inches further than up to the ball or back or front. I did not have a, but I figured last four holes I played well.
All
first
right.
14 was just inconsistent, frustrating, but that's the way it goes.
At least you left the course feeling good about something you could do next time. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
All right, tonight we got some Thursday night football. We got the Panthers and the Steelers. But I want to talk a lot about the Dolphins, actually, because there are a lot of different stories floating around there. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think I heard this on my way home yesterday, late in the day yesterday. So Adam Gase gets fined the $15,000, and the Dolphins get fined $30,000
just for that game they played.
Give the money back, please. As the Chicago Sun Times is calling it, the shenanigans before the Bears game with the injury report. So this is the week that Ryan Tannehill started the week as the practice, and then by Friday could no longer go. And this is the one where Adam Gase in the press conference said, I'm tired about answering questions about this guy. This guy. His franchise quarterback. This guy. Go ask him. And then we find out he's got something serious. We haven't seen him since.
You're not going to see him, in my opinion. Just throw that in there. My opinion.
But they put him as a full participant on the. You know, the NFL's a stickler about that injury report. Even though, Tom Brady was on it for like 58 straight game weeks in a row over 5 years or something.
Shoulder probable.
Yeah.
Shoulder probable.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it. Those are shenanigans.
Well, he did that. Belichick did that on purpose to stick it back to the end because they were busting chops. But
how come he didn't get fined?
He probably did.
How come only Adam Gase got fined?
No, I think he did years ago.
$15,000 a week?
Not that, no.
It's pretty
no,
steep.
No.
Not a week.
It adds up.
I mean, it would.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, so also, so that's going on one hand. On the other hand, Rashad Jones, no regrets about not re-entering the game. Is this an issue between Rashad Jones and the defensive coordinator, Matt Burke? Or, I'm confused by the story. It doesn't add up to me. I mean, a guy who's a veteran just doesn't decide not to go back into the game. And if you do, there should be some major league repercussions. So what's going on? Chris, I defer to you. You're the Dolphins expert. What's going on?
I don't know.
We haven't read anything about that. We haven't read anything about that incident. All I know is Adam Gase said today regarding Tunsil and James playing Sunday. He has a scenario for both, one or none available.
That's good.
That seems like more shenanigans. They doesn't,
it's not
he doesn't
shenanigans.
Know.
No, that's the proper preparation.
Said they're going to be sore and banged up all the way up to the game, Gase said. Charles Harris was limited today and said he's made big strides in
recent
days.
It's week 10. Everybody's sore. Yeah. Everybody's banged up.
Yeah.
Everybody's hurt.
I'm sore.
You didn't even play football this weekend.
I didn't even play football this weekend with you guys. I'm always
We're
sore.
Still sore from last Saturday.
Chris said he was back to normal yesterday.
No, I felt good by Tuesday, I think.
He bounced back because he's young and spry. He's in his 20s.
Well, the NFL certainly seems, they're high on the Dolphins. They just flexed out another one of their games from
Ridiculous.
1 o'clock to the
Dolphins, Colts.
To 4:25 on November 25th. Hey, Miami fans, you're in prime time basically in the afternoon.
It's a big story. It's Frank Gore versus his old team.
Steelers Broncos.
Wow, that'll get me to tune in.
I just make that.
Steelers Broncos will be fed to most of the country at the four, but not around here. You get
good.
Colts,
there you go, Steeler fans stepping all over your viewing habits.
There you go. And what about your viewing habits? Are the Patriots off that week?
No, I got to check. But
how many
they're on
weeks
this week.
In a row have you not had to go out to an establishment?
Every week, I don't have to go out. They're on this week. They're,
so
they're the 1 o'clock game this week too.
So you'll make it. You make it through 11 weeks with watching the Patriots.
Yep. I got
the Patriots
at Tennessee
have been in
and then Miami at Green Bay on Sunday.
The
on
evil
the
empire has infiltrated our market 11 weeks in a row.
I think it'll be done that week. The Dolphins go to 4:25. It's Pats Jets that week. I can't imagine that's the game that's going to get picked up.
Well, it could be the 1 o'clock game though.
I know. I hope it's not.
I have to see this. I have to see. Let's see. What week
on.
Is that? 12. I'll look at it. I'll look at it right now.
This is the part of the season that gets tricky because once you remove Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, and if you have between 4 and 6 teams on bye, sometimes there's only garbage left over. There really
All right.
Is.
Week 12. Here are the CBS games. Damn it. You're going to get it. Jags at Bills. Browns at Bengals. That's Fox, that's Fox,
Bengals, yep.
And Raiders, Ravens.
I'm in, baby!
It's ridiculous.
It's
so stupid.
Unless they flex out a Fox game again and switch
I
it over.
I hope they do.
Why you're in a pissy mood today, aren't you?
You know what?
What
I ate too
you
much
are
for
in a mood
lunch.
Today.
I
what
ate
is
too
going
much
on
for lunch.
You got a big, what'd you have, a big sandwich?
Yeah, well, I went with Zito. We went halfsies, half of a French dip, half of a meatball sub. And I polished
That's very,
it off.
Very date boy girl like.
I got no sandwich. I'll mow sandwiches by both of you. I got nothing.
He paid. I drove.
Okay, that works out.
That's fair.
All right, but you got a half a sandwich. You got his half a sandwich. Did you share a straw, too?
No.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah, I'm not in a great – it's the stomach, man. I burped before I went on and did my sports center, and I thought that would help. Didn't.
Don't you have a jar of Tums over there? Did you blow through those?
No, they're gone. It's not coming up. It's just my gut is just
– What did you get exactly?
I told you.
No, I must have missed it. How heavy of a sandwich did you get?
We had two subs, a meatball sub and a French dip.
Okay.
And then we went half and a half.
I got so you eat. Okay. I got you. I understand now.
I was drinking the au jus. Never a good move.
There's a half a cup of au jus sitting in the trash can right outside our door. Is that yours?
That was that was Zito's.
It's real au jus, Jerry. Real au jus. That's a Kramer line from Seinfeld. That's random.
I don't know how I don't get brought back a sandwich.
I told you, Zito bought it.
Wait a minute.
Nobody owes me
who
one.
Who owes who sandwiches?
Red Sox. And
you know
Chris
what?
Is going to owe me one. He owes me one
You're
for
right.
Alabama.
You need to march into Zito's office. He's going out to lunch at a sandwich place and doesn't come back with a sandwich for you that he owes you?
I would have settled for a salad.
For Yankees, Red Sox?
They keep saying we're going to meet. And then I would have settled if he brought me back a Indian giver.
Yeah, he should be getting you that.
Oh, I can't say that anymore. Right? The Native American giver, please.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah, I'm a little hurt.
Well, you should be.
my stomach hurts.
I got a nice apple and a clementine.
I don't know if
I'm ready to go.
Horseradish. I don't know what it was. I went horseradish and mayo on the French dip.
Was the horseradish good?
Oh, it was a delight.
Well, I know it tasted good. Was it good?
That's the question now.
I'm wondering if it was spoiled.
That's the question.
Based on your reaction right now.
The mayonnaise.
Yeah. Did you have a late lunch? Was it sitting out? Was it like past 1 o'clock?
No, yeah. I mean, I ate it about 12:30, 12:45. I'm really sluggish.
Are you going to start hurling later? Are you at all nauseated?
I don't feel great right now, guys.
Don't go
drink
that coffee you made 4 hours ago. I wish I didn't. You're going to make another pot.
What?
I know you made it a few hours ago.
Something wrong with the coffee?
No, it's just old. So I tried some. It's not good. It was good when I'm sure it was good when you made it, but it's not good now. It's my own fault.
All right. Do we need to regroup?
239, complaining about not seeing able to see a game makes you sound like 1990s. Look, I go out. If I just go out. I'm just, it's a fun thing we have here because last year I had to go out almost every week. Well, half the season. This week I haven't had to go out yet.
Yeah.
That's, and yes, I know the ways you can watch the game for free on TV, Reddit, and all that stuff. And you really.
That's remarkable. Hold on. Not to belabor this. I'm looking at Chris. Chris does not look well.
I really don't feel great right now, guys.
I don't think you're making it to 6 o'clock.
Don't make yourself throw up.
Yeah. No, I don't do that unless I've been drinking the night before and I didn't drink last night.
I will do everything in my power never to throw up.
Plus, I throw up in a public facility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's gross.
What about a parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
A public toilet.
That's gross.
Wait a second.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Dude, say that again.
Who, him?
Don't throw up what?
In a public facility.
You pee in public pools. You've admitted it.
Oh, I mean, I don't put my head in a public toilet. That's gross.
But you pee in a public pool.
Right. I'm failing to see.
Okay, it must be me.
Failing to see the comparison you're trying to make
the
here.
The hypocrisy is overwhelming.
Don't let me bog down the show today, guys. I'm going to sit over here.
Let's say some really gross things so he has to puke.
Oh, what can
that
we say?
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, it will.
No. The two-finger dessert's the only thing that works.
Really? I mean, we can't talk about eating crunchy cockroaches with, I don't know.
I've never done that, so I don't know how bad it would taste.
Just something to make your stomach go, ugh. How about just that sound?
So you had half a roast beef sandwich and half a what?
Half a French dip, yeah. Half a meatball parm. Okay.
See, Italy and France not getting along
not
right
at
now.
All. We have... Not in the slightest right now.
No, I'm telling you, it's probably the bread. How much bread did you have?
Bread should soak all that up. Bread should help you out.
I didn't eat dinner last night.
What?
Why?
Because my wife went to, there's a Whole Foods.
This is where it starts.
Let's rewind the clock.
No, there's a Whole Foods that just opened up around the corner from my house.
Yes. Yeah.
It literally opened yesterday. She texts me, hey, I'm going to go pick us up dinner from Whole Foods. I said, that's a terrible idea. It's going to be packed. Don't go.
Right.
And sorry, hold on. She texts me during the show. She goes, hey, we got you a surprise for dinner. We'll see you when you get home.
Tonight.
Cool, whatever. No, this was yesterday.
Okay.
And I really don't feel great, guys. And I get home, and there are these crummy little chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I took a bite of one. I threw the plate away. I said, I'm not eating this. It's disgusting.
Chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Chicken
like,
nuggets
what am
is
I?
Your surprise? Are you 3 years old? Like,
what's four?
His name?
Exactly.
What's his name? What's a chicken guy's name?
Colonel Sanders?
No. The guy looks like a chicken. He's dead now. What's his name? No, you can buy the nuggets in the supermarket. They're like better than chicken. They're like upscale nuggets.
These were not
what
them.
Call, what do you call
anyway.
It?
Anyway.
You know what I'm talking about.
Chicken tenders? Fingers? What?
Yeah, the guy, he also sells whole chickens, but he has chicken nuggets. In almost every superstore, every supermarket, the guy with the bald head who looks like a chicken, he's dead now. Guy was on TV every 2 seconds.
The Chicken Man.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary and Joe.
I don't know. You
talk
Big Bird. He wasn't
Shut
bald.
Up.
He wasn't bald. Anyway, I kept putting off going out and getting dinner last night to the point that I just. It's like 9:45, and I didn't feel like going out anymore to get the dinner.
Well, not by 9:45.
No, so I had a bowl of ice cream.
Oh, good power. I've been there, done that.
But that might be coming back on me now.
All right, but the nuggets
you can't
you
handle
got.
That on an empty stomach?
I don't know what it was. Whoa, I don't know what it was.
What flavor?
Vanilla.
Just vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, vanilla bean. Yeah.
That should be smooth sailing, no problem whatsoever.
It should
unless
be,
you're lactose intolerant.
No, I'm not that.
Then you're fine.
Love dairy.
Then don't
Purdue,
blame, don't
thank
blame
you.
It on the ice cream.
Frank Purdue. Were they Purdue nuggets?
I don't know.
That's more of an upscale, nugget.
Oh, they were from, like I said, Whole Foods.
So Whole Foods, so nuggets and not,
Whole Foods has like a whole buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of like hot food.
Oh, they're already cooked.
I'll tell you what, I mean, not I love Whole Foods.
They're already cooked, right?
But well,
okay, that could be a problem.
But here's the deal. It's their first day. They might not have their act together. There might have been food. Yeah. So you never know.
I know.
I always wait like for the first week on that kind
How
of stuff.
How long were they out? That's the thing. You never know.
I don't know. Didn't ask that question.
And sometimes something can kick you the next day. It's not always immediate.
Thank you, Texas. Frank Perdue. Thank you. Yes, that's the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah.
In fact, Seinfeld episode. In fact,
Tyson Chicken was a Seinfeld.
Yes,
runner.
And that's who they were mimicking was Frank Perdue.
Exactly. All right.
Go back to sports, guys. I don't want to be the anchor to this show today.
Concerned.
I'll be fine. I got a garbage in here.
All right.
Be just pale. Fine.
Don't get sick on the electronic board there.
No,
Trey.
I
that's
would
gonna,
never do
that's
that.
That's going to take us off the air and cause
this
other
is
problems
a
as well.
$20,000 piece of equipment. I'm not prepared to pay for that.
Yeah, exactly. So Adam Gase, coach of the year, anybody? I saw some Vegas odds when we spent a lot of time talking about the problems with the Miami Dolphins. And right now, according to Odd Shark, the updated NFL coach of the year, Andy Reid is your clubhouse leader at plus 125, Pete Shepard. Followed by Sean McVay at plus 250, Matt Nagy plus 400, and then there's Adam Gase in the four spot at plus 400.
I would say Matt Nagy right now, and if he makes the postseason, absolutely, because they went through new head coach, mm-hmm. new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And we talked about that before the season started. And so far, overall, Bears look, you know, a pretty good team. And this is, you know, without Khalil Mack the last couple of weeks, and I don't know if he's playing this week for sure yet or not, but yeah.
But what about the sexy pick of McVay or Reed? Because of all their success, their teams are flying. And McVay in particular kind of feels like a 2-year process, because think of what the Rams were under Coach Fisher when he took it over, and now here they are 2 years later.
Well, didn't he win? He should have won it last year.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm wondering if there's some carryover.
I mean, they were expected to be Super Bowl contenders this year.
Yeah.
Man, you're not going to stick Belichick in there, are you?
No, I mean, he's never coach of the year.
Should be, but he won't be.
So, and by the way, I noticed when he unrolled the sweatpants there on the sideline the other night to get his red flag out, he had white tube socks on.
He did.
He was rocking the Sheeman.
He did have white tube socks on.
We're all winners. And,
no,
then,
you're
and
not.
Then I think there's a contingency out there about Andy Reid that I think everybody wants to give Andy Reid coach of the year, but he always fouls it up. You know, with bad clock management in like week 14.
I mean, it's one guy, it's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the GM put the team, then give it to the GM who drafted him. You know, Patrick Mahomes is why they're doing so well.
Yeah. Give Andy Reid a little credit for that?
Yeah, of course. Look, we've had this argument before. Should Andy Reid, would he ever be considered for the Hall of Fame? I think at some point he will be considered. Yes, he's bungled and clock manager, all that stuff. But
he's got longevity, and he's got a lot of W's racked up. But he hasn't won the big one. But he's been in the conference championships mm-hmm. 5 times. So, I mean, Marv Levy's in the Hall of Fame, and he lost 4 Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, but there'd be organizations that would give their right leg to be able to say they went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Mm.
I don't know.
Do you think anything less of the Buffalo Bills because of that?
Yeah,
I mean,
they're losers.
No.
If you're not first, you're last. Come on, everybody knows that.
That's not true.
All right.
He's
well.
Not going to. Let's see. I'm gonna set a.
I mean, the Patriots haven't even done that, have they?
What, 4 times?
They haven't been to 4 in a row. No,
no.
Just go four in a row, right?
No, no. Oh, no.
They're
not
sitting on 3. Or are they sitting on 2?
If they make it this year, it'll be 3.
Make it this year, it'll be 3 in a row.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's you got to respect that a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course you got to respect it.
Oh, why, Craig, I mean, your team's never been.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's,
you're right.
That's why
and
it's
you're
so hard to get back after you win it. It's so hard to get back after you win it, Philadelphia Eagles. It's hard to get back to the playoffs sometimes after you win the Super Bowl.
The AFC was really weak in those 4 years. I mean, it was Jim Kelly was running the league. I mean, that was it.
I mean, Dan Marino was still in Miami.
Was he?
Elway was still in Denver.
Well, you kind of ruined my point there.
I know.
I feel like I just made a Stu Gatz point.
I know.
You just shot me down. All right. All right, so tonight's game. We got some interest in this. Is Antonio Brown going to play? He got pulled over for doing 100 miles an hour. Was he belligerent to the police officers or anything like that? It's
not
keep him
that
out of
I
game
know
tonight.
Of. Not that I know of, but.
He's driving his black Porsche, yep. Reckless driving, sped past an officer.
So far, nothing else except that.
That was this
Diana
morning,
report. Yeah.
Which means last night, right?
It was cited Thursday morning, which you know, probably
it could have been the wee hours. Yeah. I don't know if it was on. Was it on his way to work?
I don't know.
Was he trying to get to
I know
practice on time?
Somebody has video of it, as I did see it on social media.
All right, when I see
it.
The video, I want to see, is the sun up or is the sun down? That'll answer my question. He was either speeding to work this morning or he was out late last night and doing stuff he probably shouldn't have been doing. Or just out late, like, just boom. So. All right, so and I tell you what, Carolina Panthers, I think I don't want to sit here and say, look, people are overlooking this. This is a pretty good team. This is a pretty good football team to watch. I think when you look in the NFC, we spend a lot of time talking about the Rams or the Saints or this or that. You know, I think the Carolina Panthers are that next tier right there. Don't sleep on them. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be a pretty decent team come postseason time.
But the problem in the NFC is if New Orleans is able to hold on and get home field advantage, who are you going to pick to go in there? And I get the Rams were right there in that game, but
I think Carolina could go in there and beat them. New Orleans is my Super Bowl team, I think there are teams that can beat them in there.
I said, who are you going to pick? I know any playoff team is capable of going into another team's home field, but who would you pick to go into New Orleans and win a playoff game? I'm not picking anyone to go in there and win.
No. I think it's a short list, and I think I would consider Carolina for a moment. And, you know, you're right. I mean, it's the Rams, maybe Carolina. Nobody from the NFC East is going to go in there and do it. Nobody from the NFC North is going to do it.
Well, if the Eagles get totally healthy and they have to go in there, possibly. But I agree with you. The Vikings aren't going
to
do it.
You're down to two teams maybe that can do it. You're right. And Carolina might be that maybe team.
I'll tell you, I might put a third team in there if they get to the playoffs, and I think they're going to at some point, is the Falcons. I think the Falcons, they're not afraid. They played in there before. I mean, I think they could go in there and beat
them. I think a Falcons-Saints game would depend largely on who had the home field. And so I don't think they'd go into New Orleans and win that game. I don't.
But I think it would be a competitive game.
Yeah. Yeah. No question. Yep. All right. We are just scratching the surface here on a Thursday. Coming up, Alex Martin can talk some high school football. Marcus Grant, Rick Harrow. Maybe you can be a winner in our Stream Song Resort prize package. We'll talk some college football. Notre Dame's quarterback is out this week. What's that going to do for their chances? What'd I miss? You both are smirking behind my back.
He's going to puke.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm having a back and forth with a texter. Yeah, you 972.
What, he called you out of being 12 years old or what?
Well, he said.
That's being generous.
He goes, you guys sound like a bunch of women. So I responded and said, you look like one. And he said, are you 12?
Mother wears combat boots.
Sorry. Take a joke, 972. Don't act like a, I'm not even going to say like a woman. You can't say that in today's age,
because
can you?
That insults half of our
population. I'm not going to do that to all the fine women listening to this program.
And by the way, I think we have more women listening to this program than we realize.
I think we do.
Yeah, it's not all men.
No, we're popular.
Yeah, we're very popular. Quite popular. All right, coming up also, yeah. I'll tell you why I think maybe this Monday might be the last time you see Eli Manning as a starter. I have evidence. I'm stockpiling evidence.
It's one game too late. Hey, I also want to thank Cosimo Peachy last night at Burn for taking care of me and my friends. We had a blast over there last night.
Good cigars, good drinks,
good music, fun time.
All right, so we got a lot going on here. Stay with us. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd.
What is this song?
This is Elton John.
It is, but what does Rocket Man have to do with it?
I don't know.
It's just a good song.
We're experimenting with some new bumper music lately that we stole from 96 K Rock.
This is like coming back with this song is like how he feels right now.
Love Elton John. What are you guys talking about?
Elton John is awesome, but I mean, we couldn't come up with something a little more upbeat coming out of the break.
This is how his stomach feels.
So Chris is sick. He had a very full lunch. He's not feeling well. He was sharing a sandwich with Jeff Zito from 96 K Rock across the hallway. One of the first people I met when I started working here. One of my favorite people here in the Beasley Broadcast Empire.
He's pretty good.
But
mad at him today.
Here's the deal: Zito went and got a sandwich with him, but Zito owes you a sandwich from the Yankees.
Not
Red Sox,
even a text. And, not even nothing. You know,
so he's
I'm
in studio.
Out. Can I bring you a salad? It's been, you know, since the Red Sox won the World Series. How you doing, buddy?
Good. And let me just tell you guys something. First of all, I did make the bet. Yes, I haven't paid up on the bet.
Why?
I think it's just like a schedule kind of conflict.
I could have met you today. You could have texted me.
You're right.
Could have brought something
back. Could have picked
back
up an extra sandwich.
Right. Well, let me tell you a story real quick, guys.
Killed our program director and producer in
college,
out of the room.
In college, I stole a pack of cigarettes, and it just so happened to be the poorest county in Michigan. They locked me up for a couple of days. My fraternity brothers bailed me out of jail. Two guys paid $80 each to get me out of jail.
Yeah.
And I stiffed them. And not a day goes by that I don't feel guilty when I wake up in the morning. And I found one of my fraternity brothers on Facebook just a couple of weeks ago. And I said, hey, Rob, Jeff Zito, went to college with you, Sigma Phi Epsilon, send me your home address, and I sent him $100.
Nice. Because, how many years later?
20.
But how much interest accrued there?
But you pay your debt. Now, Pete, that means you're not getting this sandwich until after you
retire.
Sandwich,
it might take a minute.
I mean, I could. All it would have taken was a text. Hey, I'm going out for a sandwich. You want? I could bring you something.
You're right.
Back.
You know what? You know, I'm sorry. You're right. But I want to.
But why'd you kill our pro? Why'd you kill Chris? He's
dying. First of all, look, he's a rookie. I mean, you can tell he's a rookie.
He's way thin. He ate too much.
His wife's on his case about high blood pressure. Yeah. I tell him, don't just take the pill. Don't worry about your exercise and cutting weight. Take the pill. That's what the technology's here for.
Lisinopril, baby.
You know, hey, cholesterol's getting high. Take the pill. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you going to torture yourself?
Yep, ED, so look, take the pill.
Absolutely.
Comparing those two.
I apologize. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay.
But I have.
We're the only two Italians in the building, so we're going to stick together.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And yesterday when you were talking all that Paisan talk about the New York mafia, you know, I could relate. It was just being you, Pete. But let me. How many times have I came to you, though, over the course of the last couple of weeks and said, hey, Pete, what do you, you know.
And my rebuttal is, pick a day. I'll be there.
Okay. And then I tried to pick a day, and then you were doing that bikini contest somewhere. So I was like, hey, I'm going to be
in the show last Thursday.
I was like, yeah, but what dinner? Can't you have a sandwich for dinner? Or do you need a hot meal and two sides?
A sandwich is fine for dinner. That's great. I didn't know that's. I didn't
How
know
about
that was
soup?
On the table.
A super meal? I don't know.
It can be. It can be.
Go, Jerry. Go.
You'll get your freaking sandwich. Okay.
All right. Now, what struck me as interesting that part of the conversation. So, how much time were we in jail? Did you make any friends?
I was in jail for like a couple of days.
Really?
So,
2 days before you got bailed out? Overstealing a pack of cigarettes.
What'd you eat?
Well, I tried to eat pancakes one day, but
jail pancakes.
Yeah, but the inmates took them from me. They bullied me.
Oh my word!
One kid's name was the Duck, and
the Duck.
I think about him in my sleep pretty much daily. But they stole my pancakes. And then I remember when I spent the night for the first time and the door closed for the first time, there's a chick wearing, you know, a picture of a girl wearing like leather chaps and all this leather gear and chains around her. And it said on there, in, you know, handwritten on the picture, to whom it may concern, please take care of my baby. And that's when I started to cry. And that's when I,
Nice.
So you stole your pants. You have to win it back by playing, you know, cheetah poker or something?
No, I didn't. I
cigarettes.
Just lost a couple pounds for a couple days. That's what it was.
I gladly gave them my pancakes. We had hot dogs one other night. The buns were just a piece of bread instead of a real hot dog bun. Yeah, it was a rough. Yeah, you ever been to jail, Shemer?
I'm gonna. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
No.
I can't believe.
No.
It.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I'm shocked.
I never will be in jail.
I'm blown away.
I met this chick once, and she was in Jamaica on vacation, 2010. I'll never forget it. And I knew her. I'm like, how do I know this woman? And I was on vacation with some friends, and then we ended up, you know, drinking, and it's all included. And she was tall. She had to be 6'4" and tall. African-American woman, and we were hitting it off, and I was like, why? How do I know her and a friend? I'm like, how do I know you? And she says, do you watch HBO? And I said, and I went, Rikers Island.
Oh, yeah.
And she was one of the security guards there.
Oh, I like a big, tall woman.
No, but, I mean, forget, she told me stories that blow my mind of what she had to go
through. Was Rikers Island like a
real? They did a weekly whole thing about it. About,
okay,
about,
so it's
he
like
watches
a
more
straight?
Obscure TV
yeah,
than
no,
you'll ever
it was all a docuseries about Rikers Island.
Gotcha.
You still get it on demand. It was off the chart ridiculous.
I watch worse TV than he does. I watch Teen Mom. I watch the Housewives of Beverly.
Sabrina?
Yeah, I watch all that stuff.
Wow. You or your wife makes you? Which
she,
is it?
She watches it. It's her show, and then I started liking it.
Like today, after a long day of rock and roll on the other side of the hallway, you go home. Like, will you watch Panthers Steelers or will you watch, like, This Old House? I mean,
well, Panthers Steelers will be on, you know, my house tonight because there is no Housewives in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And there is no Teen Mom on Thursdays. And I think I do have a couple of fantasy guys playing this week. So it's too bad he didn't join our fantasy league again this year.
I retired. Your league was the last one I ever
retire after this year.
I don't know if I've ever run into a worse fantasy player that, you know, for a living was in the sports world.
It wasn't my fault. It was Julio Jones's fault. He just scored his first touchdown in like 25
12 games.
It seemed like longer. He was my ace last year.
You watched Breaking Bad, right? Back in the day, all of it?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get into the hype, though. Like,
what?
Everybody, I was late on it. I'm usually late on every TV show, and I was late on Breaking Bad, and then I realized, you know, it was on TV, like you could, on demand, and so we started binge-watching the first season and a half. I was like, it's okay, you know, I didn't fully get into it, you know?
That's too bad.
Do you watch cooking shows like these two guys?
No.
These guys are all into the cooking shows.
No.
I can't think of anything worse to watch.
I don't do cooking.
Yeah. No, he does Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I grill like a man outside over an open flame.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigar.
Yep.
Like a man should be.
Yep, no, absolutely.
All right, so have we settled this sandwich
game? No, I don't know.
So Chris, you want a sandwich. I understand. It looks like, look, you could skip a sandwich. I'm just saying, it wouldn't do you any.
Actually, right now,
I'm
down 7 pounds already.
Congratulations.
I'm down 7 pounds in 9 days. I'm not eating any bread. So
water
I'm just,
weight.
Not eating any bread. What are you guys talking about? Diet? Dieting talk in a sports show?
Yeah, that works.
I'm not eating any carbs this week, huh?
I'm feeling really good about myself. You're not going to bring me down off this high, buddy.
Is this your apple?
It's my
Shepherd?
Apple.
Oh, yeah, he's right, like a fruit salad in here every day.
Oh, nice, wow.
Yeah, got a clementine? You want some clementine?
You know, you're getting on my case for watching Teen Mom. Look at you talking about your diet and eating fruit.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Have a hot dog. Live a little.
With bread, not
bun. No bread.
You know, jail
bread.
Style.
No. No jail. Jail pancake.
I'll get you your sandwich, okay?
What?
I promise
jail
you.
Pancake. I mean, I'm trying to think. Did they put a pat of butter on it when they served it to you?
You know.
Bacon, sausage, patties, or links?
After the duck came in. It was on a steel tray, first of all, okay? It was a steel tray. And then after the duck came in and grabbed it, I was like, you know what?
Was it like Brubaker? Remember the movie Brubaker?
No, I don't.
When it was Robert Redford played was a policeman, undercover, went into jail on purpose, corruption going on, inmates. I remember he got his soup and there was like a millipede in it.
Yeah.
And he ate it.
It probably wasn't far off from that, yeah. Yeah.
Well, describe this duck fellow to me here.
He had a 90210 kind of haircut, Brandon Walsh, yeah.
Yeah.
White fella, blonde hair, the sideburns, and, you know, and I asked him, and I said, oh, what'd you do to get in here, the duck? And he said, my mom pissed me off, so I threw her through a window, and I was thinking to myself, okay, I can't tell this guy that I just merely stole a pack of cigarettes for $1.50. He goes, what did you do? I said, I held up a liquor store. So,
I'm shocked you got 2 days for a pack of cigarettes.
Poorest county in Michigan.
Was it a Friday? Did they have to keep you over?
No,
that works.
I don't think so. I don't really remember. Yeah, but I do remember getting released from jail, and I actually kissed the asphalt. Freedom meant something different to me.
What did your parents say when they found out?
They didn't. They never found out.
Well, they must have noticed you didn't come home for a couple days.
I was in college.
Oh, yeah, I was in college.
You missed class that day.
Yeah, I did.
The GPA took a hit.
Yeah, I didn't last long there. Ferris State University, Big Rapids, Michigan,
ooh,
known for partying. Yeah.
In hockey school?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, Jeff Zito from 96K Rock, hear him every midday. And
hey, Pete, I'll get you a rice cake out of the vending machine.
That's cool. No, we don't do that.
You better be careful with that vending machine.
$1.25 for peanuts in the vending machine.
That's outrageous. All right. Thank you, Zito.
See you, man.
Appreciate it. That was
he never
pretty good.
Leaves. He's here like, I don't know, 24-7. He's like a fast food
Well, he's
chain.
Here. He's on air. And he's a program director. Program, that means you're here forever. You have a cot. That's how it works.
Yeah.
It's part of the contract.
Oh, I understand.
So that was a nice treat for our audience to get to hear. It's one of my favorite people in this building, Jeff Zito. So.
Great guy.
And I think you will get your sandwich, but we learned that maybe it might take 20 years. It might be 20 years.
I can't get over the prison pancakes, man.
Wow. I can't believe prison for a pack of cigarettes.
Now, what if he brings you a Vegemite sandwich?
Not happening. Won't eat it. I get to choose a sandwich.
I was going to say, you didn't stipulate when he was in here what kind of sandwich. He could bring you any kind of sandwich.
I'm assuming he's going to ask me what I would like from a particular menu from a particular restaurant. I will pick it or meet him there.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, we were wrong about what Vegemite is yesterday.
It's not Vegemite.
By the way, that's from the song from Men at Work.
Yeah.
Vegemite sandwich.
It's a thick black food spread made from leftover brewer's yeast extract with various vegetable and spice added.
You might need that right now. Calm your stomach down.
Did that help you at all right there, given your nauseated state? Just
I'm not
that?
Nauseous. I'm like overly stuffed.
Wow. Time from now on for the rest of your life, instead of getting a 12-inch, you're back to 6-inch sandwiches.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I quit getting 12-inch sandwiches a long time ago.
Turned 28 years old, and all of a sudden you can't eat like you could when you were 27.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. All right. I kind of feel like this hour was the warm-up hour. Let's get back on track. We've got three guests coming up in the next 3 hours, too.
That's what's
Dolphins,
nice about guests.
Packers.
It forces us to talk sports, or else it would be talking about my stomach issues for 4 hours.
Cozy Perry's going to start this week for the Hurricanes. Start is the key word there. Start, I say.
You think
start.
He finishes?
I hope so. If he doesn't, that means they're losing.
I think Mark Richt is going to alternate quarterbacks per series.
Please, God almighty.
Four plays at a time.
Just go with the man. Go with this kid and just stick it out. And please turn the play calling over to somebody else.
And Ian Book out for Notre Dame as they are part of the conversation now in the top three as we get ready for the playoffs.
Notre Dame doesn't need a quarterback this
week to
beat Florida
State. So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, there's no chance.
This whole thing could just be evened out. You as an Alabama fan need to be rooting for Florida State so hard this weekend. It'll make you cry.
I'll be rooting for Florida State.
Yeah.
It's tough to root against a team that has three wins.
Yeah. What a disappointment that was.
your Bama crew, you got your hands full this weekend, son.
With Mississippi State?
Yes, you do.
You've said that every week.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald can tear it up.
It's literally every single week you've come in here. Drew Locke, he's a pretty good player, Chris. Yeah, watch that. Missouri's going to keep that game close.
No, I did not. Again, I said that's the best quarterback you've faced so far.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see if we get the good Nick. Are you a good Nick or a bad Nick? Do we get the good Nick or the bad Nick?
Well, with Moorhead, it hasn't been good Nick this year.
No.
At least not in the last few weeks.
But it's
are you predicted a 29-point win? I mean, it's going to be a lot more than that.
They're favored by 23.5.
There's 53. A cover all day.
Yeah. They're getting this is going to be at least a high 30s, right?
I mean, this game's in Tuscaloosa, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Stark Vegas last year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd feel comfortable if I was Nick Saban and the crew, but Nick's never comfortable.
They've won the last 10 meetings against the Bulldogs. Yes. Alabama has.
Yeah,
surprised it's been only 10.
Yeah, me too. Really. All right, coming up, a trip down Sound Street, and next hour, I found an interesting piece. 10 sports policies, whether they be policies or rules in sports of things we just take for granted, that absolutely must be changed. This was on the heels of an election and change, all that, mm-hmm. and this columnist put together this piece, and I thought it was pretty good because I agree with almost all of it. So we'll share that. I'll bounce it off you guys and our listeners at the top of next hour. So stay with us. Sheba DeShepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheman and Shepherd.
And Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples. Go to 993ESPN.com, complete the Optimal Male Performance Questionnaire, and get $2,400 off your visit. Ron Rivera, Carolina Panthers taking on the Steelers, and he says they are just as dangerous with James Conner as they would have been with one Le'Veon Bell.
Different style, absolutely. Different styles of football, absolutely. When you look at the runners, they run differently. I think it's one of those things where right now I think they found their stride with Connor, but Le'Veon, if he comes back, who knows? I mean, because again, they're an explosive, dynamic football team. And they've been explosive in the way they are right now, and they can be explosive with the other guy.
We do know that Le'Veon Bell is in Pittsburgh. That's all we really know.
That's 2 weeks in a row. You've had a coach of the opposing team say, Connor's just as good as Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
It was Wink Martindale, the DC for Baltimore last week, and now it's the head coach for the Panthers.
He's just as productive.
Bell, and Le'Veon Bell, this today's or last night, whatever, is tweeting big tweets upside down.
How do you do
that,
by the way?
So stupid.
How do you do that?
I think there's like an app.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Can't imagine. Unless he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, he does.
Like a Q becomes a B.
He's playing basketball.
Who is it? Terrell Suggs towards ACL playing basketball, I think.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Adam Gase with the plan on how Ryan Tannehill will recover from his shoulder injury.
That's what we've been told is rest is what's needed. And then they kind of gave us an idea of, hey, try to do this many throws or throw, start here and then work to a football, those type of things. And, we haven't had the jump that he was looking for. So that's why we're kind of taking a step back, saying, all right, hey, let's go. We have time now that we've made this decision of him not playing this week. So we have time to say, all right, we got the next so many days where he rests, and then trainers and the strength staff have a good plan as far as moving forward of here's when we're going to start throwing and here's what we think we're going to be able to accomplish.
Starting to sound like the Andrew Luck plan.
Did you hear him in there? He said he kind of snuck it in, but said work his way up to throwing a football.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying the Andrew Luck plan.
Ooh, that's not good.
This ain't going to be fixed in 2 weeks.
No.
Tannehill, he talked about his injury. Let's listen to this.
Initially, I went through that week of practice early on and, thought it was going to be one of those things that I could just fight through. And it just fell off a cliff as the week went on. So we rested it on Saturday, missed some practice on Friday, was able to get MRI rested, and then went and worked out Sunday morning, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to start at that point. So it was a weird situation where you think you're going to be able to fight through it, and it's going to get better as the week went on, and it just drastically went the other way. And so that was tough. And then, rested it, went to throw again, like I said earlier, and it just wasn't close. So I'll shut it back down, and we'll see next week, where we're at.
All right, another quarterback is injured, Sam Darnold. He's in a boot. This is coming off the heels of the Jets-Dolphins game. Darnold talked about his injury to the media.
I'm not sure exactly. I mean, it was, kind of in the midst of the action. Sometimes you get hurt, nicked around, and, things just kind of happen. And, I just thought I was fine coming out of the game, and then, went through protocol and, so that's just kind of how it went, and went through some of the tests, and obviously something was a little different than usual.
Okay. One more. Drew Brees talking about New Orleans. Of course, they're flying high. They've just added Dez Bryant to the mix. Dez Bryant's been out of football for half a year. He is rather volatile and flamboyant on the sideline, and I don't know if that's going to fly with the culture in New Orleans, and Drew Brees addressed that.
There's all kinds of different personalities when it comes to exactly that, just personality or, competitive nature or, this guy's a jokester, this guy's that, and yet, man, everybody, when it's time to work, it's time to work. When it's time to have fun, it's time to have fun. I think everyone compliments one another. I think we all want to win, and so at the end of the day, if we can bring somebody in here who can help us win, then that's great.
All right, that's Drew Brees. You think that'll work out? You think that Dez Bryant and the Saints? Now that we've had a couple days to
digest
it. I'll
say 50-50. It's going to be interesting.
50-50 working out 50-50 productivity-wise or personality-wise?
50-50 that he's on the team come playoff time.
Okay.
All right.
It
might be great. I think it's going to be one or the other.
Okay. Every time he has a little conniption, though.
Wow. Way to step out on a strong limb there, Pete.
Well, I'd like to see first. I mean, what's been the big knock on Dez?
Is it going to work? I don't. It is or it isn't?
It may work initially, and then it may not work as it goes on. I mean, depending on what's your definition of is it working? 3 catches a game for 80 yards?
And are they better?
Are they better, and is he not blowing up, creating attention on the drawing attention to himself on the sidelines?
Let's see how it plays out. I don't know.
That's what I said about Josh Gordon.
My gut feeling tells me
that
I don't
seems
think
to be
gonna,
working,
my
by
gut
the way.
Feeling yeah, tells me it's not going to work well. Out. My gut feeling tells me it's not going to work out.
Okay.
But we'll see.
All right, coming up. 10 brand new sports policies that need to be changed here in all of sports. It's all encompassing. Pete has not seen this list.
No.
I will spring it on him and Chris, assuming Chris is still with us here at the top of the hour. He's still looking a little green over there on the other side of the glass. Alex Martin will give us a preview to Southwest Florida's high school football playoffs, which start this weekend. And also we'll talk later on in the program to Marcus Grant from the NFL Network. Get your fantasy football questions ready for that. Rick Horro, our sports business insider. All coming up. It's a loaded Thursday, and we'll get somebody registered to win our Stream Song Resort golf package as well. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.